Rural post offices have been given a reprieve. Thousands were slated for closure, but after loud objections, yesterday the Postmaster General said they will survive, though with shorter hours. In tiny Carrick, Minnesota, population about 60, Deborah Stedeen organized a petition drive to keep her post office open. Her daughter works there, and Ms. Stedeen says it serves a broader community than just Carrick.
Oh, it is extremely important. I mean, it's the thought of this post office closing, it was just very scary because there is no post office south of Duluth till Carrick. We used to have one in Holyoke and Nickerson and Duquette, and slowly they've whittled away our little rural post offices out here. So we were kind of getting down to being the only one south of Duluth. So, you know, there's just so many things our post office does for our community. It's a staple in our community.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because apart from people just needing to get their mail, does the post office there become, you know, a social center? It's where you catch up on what's going on.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. And it's just kind of a well check on seniors. You know, if you don't hear from one or the other for a while, you know, someone will come in. Have you seen so-and-so? I mean, it's just, it has a lot of different services that it offers outside of just the postal part of it. So.
Well, yesterday, the Postmaster General, Patrick Donahoe, said, we've listened to our customers in rural America, and we've heard them loud and clear. The post offices are not going to be cut, but the hours may be cut, right? What have you heard about Carrick?
Well, we've heard, you know, just the proposed hours, the retail hours are going from 8 hours to 4 hours a day. You know, like I said, I'm relieved that the Carrick Post Office is going to remain open, but I do kind of have my concerns about the 4 retail hours. Will it really truly meet the needs of the area because we're so vast and large and trying to get people in during those strict hours like that? You know, I'm thinking, I was hoping they would look at a 6-hour day would be a lot better. But, you know, I guess at this point we're just really relieved that we're going to remain open.
You know, of course, that the post office is hemorrhaging money. They're looking for savings any way they can. Does any part of that financial argument make sense to you, that they just can't afford to keep all of these rural post offices open?
Well, you know, in doing my homework on this, basically we felt, you know, the rural post offices were being attacked. I mean, they're only, it's less than 1% of the Postal Service's budget. I think there's other areas in that the Postal Service that could be probably more justifiably cut instead of, you know, kind of just jumping on the rural America and, you know, we don't count. Well, we do count, you know, and it's 1%, less than 1% just didn't make sense to me.
Well, Deborah, was there a big celebration in Carrick yesterday when you heard the news that the post office is not going to be closed down?
Well, honestly, I was excited, thrilled, but unfortunately it was toward the end of our business day and there was just nobody to talk to about it. It was kind of roll up the sidewalk time. So, but we've heard a lot today and a lot of positiveness about everything, so everybody's very relieved.
Well, Deborah Stedeen, thanks for talking to us today.
I appreciate the opportunity to do this.
Deborah Stedeen ran the campaign to save the post office in Carrick, Minnesota, population in the 60s. Thank you.